This is this week's Lancashire News. The rollout of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine will start tomorrow. Hospitals and GP practices across the county are beginning preparations for the rollout. Our reporter Kevin Brockbank has more.
Studies have shown the vaccine to be 95% effective across all age groups. Care home residents and staff will be some of the first in line, but due to the nature of the vaccine, there are particular challenges involved in storing it. Denise Morley, pharmacist at Lancashire Clinical Commissioning Group, explains that the doses need to be used quickly.
And the Pfizer vaccine has to be stored at minus 70 degrees, which is obviously a challenge. So it's planned to be distributed in two main ways. One way will be to the hospitals, and for Lancashire, the main hospital will be Blackpool. The other way of distribution will be to get to GP surgeries. It will be stored at minus 70 by the pharmaceutical wholesalers. Then it will be delivered to GP practices or the vaccination centre.
Health Secretary Matt Hancock said that the rollout will be one of the biggest civilian logistical efforts that we've faced as a nation.
Coronavirus won't affect gritting in the county. That is a message from Lancashire County Council, as the Met Office predicts plummeting temperatures, snow and ice for large parts of the country, thanks to a combination of depots operating in COVID-secure bubbles, sat-nav and grit-spreading automation. Council teams will be able to work across Lancashire, even if they aren't familiar with all the routes. Plans are also in place to prioritise routes if an outbreak affects staffing, but bosses are confident that this won't be necessary. Blackpool's town centre suffered another heavy blow, with WH Smith announcing that its Bank Hay Street store will close in the new year. The stationery giant said they were no longer able to viably trade in the resort, but thanks customers for their loyalty. The post office, which is based in the store, are now in discussions to find a new franchise partner in the town. The news comes hot on the heels of the demise of Debenhams, Topshop and Topman, who all have outlets in the town. Recent figures from Blackpool Council show that 21.5% of retail and leisure properties were vacant in July, and that figure now looks set to rise. A Blackpool artist has teamed up with the Grundy Art Gallery to give people with learning disabilities the chance to create their own artwork. Our reporter Duncan Hodgson has more.
Tina Dempsey has been working with a group at the Langdale Day Centre throughout lockdown, running workshops in gardens and even on Zoom. She believes that the project has helped start levelling the playing field for disabled artists.
These are all artists and this is their work. We don't need to say, oh, that person's got a learning disability. It's about the merit of the work. And I think it just absolutely shines. I hope that it can start to shift perceptions of artists and, you know, de-label, oh, well, they're an artist with a learning disability, and to actually for people to see them as artists.
Following the success of the project, Tina and the group are now looking to secure long-term funding and will even start creating merchandise designed by the artists themselves.
Blackpool FC's Community Trust has launched a festive fundraiser to provide gifts to primary school children living in low-income households. The campaign has already raised £22,570. Blackpool FC's owner, Simon Sadler, urged people to donate by saying, "Let's all pull together to spread some festive cheer." A Lancashire baker and former British Army helicopter pilot has created a gigantic 6-foot, 30-stone, 17-layer chocolate orange-flavoured cake. The cake shows Santa Claus hugging a nurse, and it took a fortnight to make. Rosie Drummer presented it to staff at Bolton Royal Hospital as a thank you, and is titled "A Hug for Christmas." Now for the weather. Throughout the rest of the week, there will be cold temperatures and rain, which will continue over the weekend and into early next week, when temperatures will gradually decrease to freezing.